Bruchim Habayim, welcome everybody. Insights into Parshas HaShavua, Parshas Nitzavim. As we are in the middle of the final week of Tavshin Pei Aleph, Be'ezus Hashem for Tavshin Pei Beis 5782. We, Be'ezus Hashem, are mispal for us, for Gans Klal Yisrael, to be Zoicha, to Aksiva V'chasima Toiva, a Gebenchte Gesunte Yor. Let's see from insights into Parshas HaShavua, Parshas Nitzavim. Some connections from the Psukim as we approach Rosh Hashanah and Yanei Tshuva. And as we mention each and every week, a tremendous Yashar Koach for all those joining, for those listening, for those who will share the words of Torah with others. It's always with a tefillah on our lips that Shabbos Kodesh, the Kedusha be enhanced as a result of our sharing some of the Divrei Torah, some of the words at the Suda, wherever we might be. And that would indeed make an added dimension to the way we could enhance our Kedusha Shabbos. And Be'ezrus Hashem, from insights into the Parsha, especially this week, Parsha Nitzavim, as we said, approaching Rosh Hashanah Tavshin Pei Beis, will be Zeicha to those added Schusim. If a person takes a look in the very beginning of the Parsha, there's a powerful, powerful explanation from the Briska Rav, Zechusa Yogan Aleinu. The Pasuk is talking about Vatiru Ashikuseim Ves Giluleim. It's in the beginning of the Parsha. Pasuk tells us, Pasuk Tezayin, Perikov Tes, that we saw the idol worshipping, the abominations, the detestable idols, and then the next few words of the Psukim tell us, Eitzva Evan, Kesev Ezohov. Now literally that means that were made out of wood and stone and made out of gold, silver and gold. The Briska Rav, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, tells us there's another way to understand this pasuk. Because we should note that in the beginning it says, Vatira Shikutseim Ve'es Giluleim, and he tells us so powerfully, how did the idol worshipping, how is it when we saw the idols that it affected us? What did it do to us? So the first time we saw the idol worshipping, Shikutseim Giluleim, it was detestable to us. It was mamish, an abomination. The word giluleim from the word golol, the waste from the animals. That's how reprehensible and repulsive seeing and witnessing their idols, how it affected us. Shikutseim giluleim. Then the pasuk says, Eitz ve'even, which could be understood to mean, but the next time that we saw the idol worshipping, Eitz Ve'Even, it didn't affect us the same way. Then it became only wood and stone. Until finally the Pasuk tells us, Kesef is Zahav, silver and gold. After seeing it a few more times, unfortunately, a person gets used to it. It's no longer reprehensible. It's no longer an abomination. It's not even merely stone and wood, but all of a sudden, it's gold and silver. In other words, the more often that a person becomes used to and accustomed seeing something, the more often that a person is involved with something, whatever the chet or whatever it might be, eventually it doesn't affect the person. They no longer have the same acute sensitivity. So says the Briska Rav, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, that which starts off as Shikutseim Giluleim, the first time we see something, it's absolutely reprehensible. It's repulsive to us. After a few more times, it merely becomes Eitz Ve'Even until eventually we start to view it, unfortunately, Nebuch Rachmano Litzlan, as Kesef Zahav. And that, the Briska Rav teaches us, is the slippery slope. That is the slippery slope when a person allows themselves to be involved in something that's not Kedusha, something of impurity. When a person, perhaps the first time, will allow something into their home or whatever it might be, say something, wear something, do something, go somewhere, wherever it might be, or see any one of those things, the first time it will affect us as being absolutely an abomination. It's something that we would know. And we know that that's true, Rabbi Yisai, with so many things. But top on the list that we'd have to mention for a moment tonight would be in some area of modern technology, there are things for us for our family, certainly for our children, precious Kinderlach, that we would understand that's absolutely something that's reprehensible. She could say him Giluleim. It's a line I would never, ever cross. I wouldn't allow this into my home. I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't allow my child to have this device. And that's certainly the way we feel the first time. But after, perhaps we get used to it, it becomes somewhat of a convenience. It's not that bad. It no longer affects us the same way that we did, and now we could start rationalizing and justifying. As we know, it says in the Slichos that we say each and every day, Avol Hashem Manachnu, but we are guilty. The Svarim HaKdoshim tell us to read it. Hashem Manachnu, what is it that we are guilty of? Avol. The concept of avol, it's an idea. Avol means but. It's when all of the rationalization set in. It's when all of the justification set in. Hashem im anachnu, what we are guilty of is avol. The idea, but I need it. It's a convenience. I rationalize. I justify. I come up with terutzim. A few more times it's eitzva evan until finally it becomes Kesef Zahav. Certainly as we approach the Aseres Yimei Tshuva Tavshin Pei Beis, we keep in mind these powerful and poignant words of the Briskerov to see what we can do to make sure that that which we shouldn't and that which we know isn't correct indeed remain with the acute sensitivity of Shikutseyem Giluleyem. The Ksav Sofer Zechusa Yagan Aleinu tells us something very, very powerful. On a pasuk in the beginning of this week's parsha, the pasuk tells us Perek Chav Tes pasuk Yud Ches. V'hisborech bilvavoy leimar, which literally means that he is going to rationalize and say, he's going to bless himself in his heart, saying this is what he's going to say. Sholem Yieli. Peace will be with me. But then the next pasuk says, Lo yeva Hashem saloyach lei. Hashem will not be willing to forgive him. The Ksav Sofer Zechusa Yagan Aleinu, I asked the Olam to please take a look at this pasuk inside Perek Chav Tes, pasuk Yud Ches, in the very beginning of the parsha. The Ksav Sofer tells us a frightening way to understand these words. The Ksav Sofer tells us, V'hisborach bilvavoy leimar. V'hisborach bilvavoy leimar could also mean sometimes there's a person who does things, a person may do things that they shouldn't. But as we said a moment ago, people are guilty of avol, but the rationalizations, the justifications, everything begins to set in. Sometimes a person, unfortunately, will violate something in the Torah. They might violate a halach in the Torah. They might violate whatever it might be, but then they want to assuage their conscience. And how do they begin to assuage their conscience? They'll say, no, but I'm really a good person. I'm a Jew at heart. And we're familiar with that phrase. Now, Rabbi, I want to make it clear. We're not referring to how one person should view another. And we shouldn't point a finger at another person. We're talking about how a person sometimes will refer to himself, how a person sometimes will do something, violate. They know they shouldn't. They know it's wrong. Avol, but the rationalizations, the justifications, they want to assuage their conscience. So what do they say? I'm a Jew at heart. It's enough. I'm a Jew at heart. And that's the way the Ksav Sofer tells us to read the Pasuk. V'hisborech bilvavoy leimar, which he's translating to mean he blesses himself bilvavoy in his heart, meaning he boasts about himself saying, I have a good heart. Bilvavoy, I have a good heart. It's okay that I did what I did. I'm a Jew at heart. And then he says the words, Shalom Yieli. Yes, I'll have peace, whatever it is that I do and I see fit to do. Shalom Yieli will all be okay because, Bilvavoy, I have a good heart. To that, the Pasuk tells us, La Yoyve Hashem Seloyach Loi, the Rebbeinu Shalom is not willing to forgive a person. As I said a moment ago, Rabbi Yisai, we're not talking about how we should view another person. We don't hold somebody's inventory and we don't know what it is that they're going through. So we're not talking about how a person views another. We're talking about themselves, doing a reality check about themselves, taking a long and hard look inside and seeing what it is that we need to improve. Unfortunately, we know how true it is that sometimes a person will do something or violate and tend to assuage their feelings, and their conscience will say, but I'm a Jew at heart. Really, it's all fine. I'm a Jew at heart. To that, says the Ksav Sefer, the Pasuk is teaching us that to the one who says, V'hisbarich bilvavoi, I'm blessed in my heart. I'm a Jew at heart. I have the good Jewish heart. Lamar, and he says, Shalom Yiyali, I'll have peace. It's all okay. To that, the Torah says, Lo Yoyv Hashem Soloyachloi. So obviously, the Ksav Sefer is teaching us that it must be that we do something. We have to do something, and we've said many times, to be better today than yesterday and tomorrow than today. And it begins with a fabulous, fabulous gematria. We're familiar as we approach Rosh Hashanah with the terms of Kateger and Saneger. Kateger is that prosecutor, the one who prosecutes against us. Saneger is the defendant that we hope to have, those who defend on our behalf. When one thinks about the difference between the Kateger and the Saneger, one would think from the mashmoyest implication of the word that the Kateger, the one who prosecutes against vis-a-vis the Saneger, the one that defends on our behalf, that the difference must be something extraordinary. The difference between the one who prosecutes against and the one who defends on our behalf, at least the words seem to imply that it must be something from one end of the world to the other. The Rambam tells us in the Chos Tshuva Paragimel, Halacha Dalet, a very famous Rambam, where the Rambam tells us in the Chos Tshuva, Tzorech kol odem shira atzmai kol hashana kulay, a person has to view himself the entire year as if he is half zakai and half chayiv, in other words, 50-50, like we would say. And what does a person need to do, says the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, also mitzvahs achas, when a person does mitzvah achas, one mitzvah, that person is machriya himself, and kol ha'olam kulay lekav zchus. By a person doing just one mitzvah, they tilt themselves and the entire world to the tzad of zechus, to being meritorious. It's a famous pshat from the Rambam, and it's something we have to internalize just a few days before the Yemei Din. A person, whomever they might be, has to view themselves as 50-50, their chayiv, their zakai. And the Rambam is teaching us that if a person will value and do just one mitzvah achas, and of course there are many explanations. How do we explain? Does the Rambam mean a mitzvah achas in quantity? Does the Rambam mean a mitzvah achas in quality? And there are many, many well-known explanations. Perhaps the Rambam means the mitzvah of tshuva. But be it as it may, whichever pshat we go with, one thing is clear, that a person has to do mitzvah achas. And when a person does that mitzvah achas, the Rambam tells us that they will tilt and lean themselves and the entire universe, the Kav Zchus, talk about the power that an individual has, which of course also explains the opening pasuk of this week's parsha. Atem nitzavim hayem kuchem afnei Hashem aleikechem, rasheichem, shivteichem, zikneichem, v'shaychechem, kol ish Yisrael. And of course we know that the pasuk is teaching us, that's our approach to Rosh Hashanah. On one hand, Atem nitzavim hayayim kulchem. We're one unit. We're one klal. We are united as one. But then the pasuk concludes, Kol ish Yisrael, each and every person as an individual. And that's really our relationship with one another the entire year. Certainly what we want the Ribbono Shel Olam to see during the Yemei Din. That on one hand we have a din of Atem nitzavim hayayim kulchem. We are one unit. We are one Klal Yisrael. There is that being part of the greater Klal. Mitzad Hasheni Kol Ish Yisrael. It doesn't absolve a person from doing as an individual with their own unique individuality, Kol Ish Yisrael. In fact, the greater the individual is, the more the person steigs and strives on the Kol Ish Yisrael, the greater the Atem Nitzavim Hayayim Kulchem. Because the Klal is made up of all of the individuals, the greater that the individual work on himself to fulfill the potential of Kol Ish Yisrael, their individuality and their uniqueness, that enhances the Kulchem. And that's what the Rambam is teaching us, that if a person will realize that I could do one mitzvah, and I, wherever I might live, through my one mitzvah will tilt myself and the entire universe, Lekav Zechus, that, says the Rambam, is the way we should view our potential. Getting back to the question we asked a few moments ago, when a person hears the words Kategar and Sanegar, Kategar, that which prosecutes against, Sanegar, that which defends on our behalf, one would think it has to be something astronomical, something enormous, something from one end of the world to the other. But the Rambam clearly teaches us that to go from Kategar to Sanegar, to go from that which prosecutes against to Sanegar, that which defends on our behalf, is only mitzvah achas, just one mitzvah. And of course we could see that in a beautiful gematria, because the gematria of the word kategor, kuf, tes, yud, gimel, vav, resh, is exactly 328. The gematria of the word sanegor, samach, nun, yud, gimel, vav, resh, is exactly 329. The gematria of Sanegar 329 over Kategor 328 is just one. And that's what the Rambam means, to turn the Kategor into the Sanegar, to turn the prosecution into the defense that will be there on our behalf. What does it take? Just one. Mitzvah achas. That's what the Rambam means when the Rambam says that for a person to tilt themselves, Lekav Zchus, to be meritorious, and the entire world, it's mitzvah achas, as we just said, that's indicated in the gematria of Kategor being 328 and Sanegar being 329. Just one additional mitzvah is what can tilt and transform the entire world from being the Kategor against to the Sanegar on our behalf. And like the opening pasuk tells us, the more that we believe in our individual power, that the mitzvah achas can make me the best Kol Ish Yisrael, the individual that's so unique, the greater the Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim Kulchem, on this day, Rosh Hashanah, when we're all standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And perhaps this explains, we opened up with a pshat from the Brisker Rav, that a person has to be on guard, it's a slippery slope, not to allow in any area, as we focused on tonight, different things in technology. If it's shikuseim giluleim, that it remains that way and we don't let it seep in until it becomes kesef ezahav. It's not enough that a person say, like the Ksav Sofer taught us, oh, I'm a Jew at heart, I'm okay, I don't need to change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not forgive that person, because everyone has that ability to turn the kategor into the sanegor. There's a beautiful pshat. The pasuk tells us in Chof Tes Chof Zayin, Vayashichem el Eretz Acheres Kayoim Hazeh. It's well known that the lamed of the word Vayashlichem is a enlarged lamed, and there are certainly many, many pshatim to explain why is it that the lamed of this word, and Hashem, He will cast them to another land as this very day, why is it that the lamed is made a larger lamed, and that's the way it's found in the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Chaim HaSanach tells us a powerful pshat, and maybe this explains how a person could turn their kategor into the sanegor, how a person could achieve kol ish Yisrael to enhance the kulchem, how a person could make it that it's not just I'm a Jew that has a good heart. The Sefer Chaim HaSanach tells us very powerfully, why is it that the lamed, once again, Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Chav Zayin, the end, The lamed is larger. Why? The Sefer Chaim HaSanach tells us that if a person would take the lamed out of that word, if that word would be spelled without a lamed, then the word would be spelled Vav Yud Shin Chof Mem. Those remaining letters have the exact gematria of 376. And 376 is, of course, the gematria of Esav. The Sefer Chaim HaSanach is teaching us the lamed. What is the lamed? The lamed is not just a letter. The lamed is lama, to learn. Lama, to teach. When you take out the lamed, when you remove the learning, when you remove the teaching, when you remove the impacting yourself and others, you're left with letters, and those remaining letters have the gematria of 376, which is the exact gematria of the word Esav. In other words, without the lamed, the letter that represents the learning, the steiging, the improving, the teaching, one is left with Esav, that being the dominant force. Hakol kol Yaakov v'hayadayim yidei Esav. But when a person brings back the letter lamed and it's made larger to enhance how important it is, when a person puts the letter lamed into the center of the word, they have the limud, they improve, they steig, they want to change, they want to make a positive influence and impact, then they remove the Esav because central and the centrality to their life is the lamed of limud. I was thinking perhaps we could add to the Sefer Chaim HaSanach's pshat, something that we've said in the past. When you remove the lamed, he just said so beautifully that a person is left with 376, which is Esav. Esav etymologically is from the word asui. Asui means I'm made, I'm complete. I don't need to change, like we said from the Ksav Sefer. So what that I violated? So what that I do something deliberately wrong? Bilvavoy, I have a good Jewish heart, and isn't that enough? Esav is miloshon asui. Asui means made and complete. I'm okay as it is. I don't need the lamed. I don't need to learn. I don't need to teach. I don't need to change. I don't need to improve. When you remove the lamed, you're left with Esav miloshon asui. I'm made. I'm complete. Don't bother me. I have the good Jewish heart. I don't need to change. With that, we've explained to Rashi. Rashi tells us that when Yosef was born, Yosef was the nemesis of Esav. How was Yosef the nemesis of Esav? Yosef is not in the same generation as Esav. Maybe the explanation is because Yosef is from the word lehosif. And lehosif means to add. Lehosif is all about the letter lamed, to learn, to grow, to change, to impact positively. Maybe that's why Esav is from the word asui. I'm made, I'm complete, I don't need to change, I don't need the lamed in my life. But when you add the lamed, it's Yosef, lehosif. Lehosif means to add and to grow and to become better. What did we say a moment ago from the Rambam? Mitzvah achas. What gematria did we say a moment ago? Sanegar. Become sanegar from kategar. With just one, that mitzvah achas. You see, without it, it's the attitude of Esav and Asui. And then one is left with just kategar. But with it, when a person adds that mitzvah achas, when a person does something to change, to improve, they incorporate the lamed, then it becomes Yosef Lahosif, and that's the way to change the kategar into the Sanegar. We once said, maybe that's the way to read the words in Hallel. In Hallel it says, Yosef Hashem Aleichem, which literally means, may Hashem add on to you. But perhaps in light of what we just said, it could be understood as Yosef. If you're willing to grow, to change, to do that one mitzvah, Hashem Aleichem. Hashem will always be with you. Yosef, if a person is willing to grow, to add, to change, to lead a life of the lamed, to get rid of Esav, to get rid of Asui, what do they merit? Hashem Aleichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for that person. And perhaps this is the avodah, this is something to focus on as we approach Rosh Hashanah Tav Shin Pei Beis. We understand how we have to be on guard, that slippery slope that the Brisker Rav taught us about. We understand, like the Ksav Sefer said, it's not enough just to violate them, to get away with it by assuaging our conscience and our feelings and saying, but I'm a Jew at heart. We have to do something. Without doing something, we are Esav. When we do something, it becomes Yosef. And as the Rambam says, that mitzvah achas is precisely what takes it from the kategor to the sanegor. It's all about the lamed, to learn, to impact, to teach. Reb Shamshon Rafael Hirsch, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha, tells us something so beautifully. If you take a look, the pasuk we just quoted, Chof Tes, Chof Zayin, tells us, V'yashlichem al eretz acheres kayyem hazeh, he cast them into another land this very day. Reb Shamshon Rafael Hirsch, addressing the question we said a moment ago, why is it that the lamed is enlarged and made bigger than the other letters? We said the lamed represents not only learning, but lamed is lama, to teach and to impact others. This pasuk is teaching us, why is it that sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam puts us el eretz acheres? Why is it that the Ribbono Shel Olam will cast us into another land? Why is it that sometimes a Jew is in Golos and we become exiled by Hashem? The answer is the larger letter Lamed, to serve as an example, Mamleches Koyanim V'Goy Kadosh, to serve as an example, Or LaGoyim, to teach, to disseminate, to spread the principles of the Torah, to spread Derech Eretz, what it means to be ethical, what it means to be moral, to show the entire world. What an incredible way he reads this pasuk. The reason why a Yid is in Golos and the purpose that it can serve, El Eretz Acheres, going into another land, is for the large letter Lamed to go ahead and teach us, not only learn, but teach, serve as a role model, serve as an example, be somebody who through the way they behave so morally and ethically shows that we are an Or LaGoyim. That's indeed Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a day that the entire world will proclaim, V'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz. We will teach that example to the world. By Avram Avinu, the Pasuk says, Hikir es Bayrei. Literally, Hikir es Bayrei means that he recognized Hashem. The Bienes and Eibeshet tells us so beautifully, Hikir es Bayrei is a Lashon Hifil, which means you should translate the word Hikir es Bayrei not as he recognized Hashem, but he caused others to recognize Hashem. Hikir es Bayrei means not only that he recognized Hashem. Hikir es Bayrei erhat andere gemacht. He caused others to recognize Hashem. That says Reb Shamshon Rafael Hirsch is why there's a large letter Lamed. Lamed means to learn, to teach, to serve as an inspiration so people could see what it means to be a Torah Yid, what it means to have morals, what it means to be ethical. That's what a person can accomplish in Golos, to be an Or LaGoyim. That's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a time, V'yitnu l'chol kesser melucha, that we proclaim Hashem the Melech on the entire world. We will set the example. The world will see that we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hikir es Bayrei, not only that we recognize and get closer to Hashem, but like Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshit says, Hikir es Bayrei will cause others to see our example, to see our sterling and pristine behavior. Hikir es Bayrei, not only will we recognize Hashem, will cause others to recognize Hashem as well and bring them closer to Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is why the Lamed is enlarged, because that's our tafkid, and that's something to take upon ourselves this Rosh Hashanah. I'd like to conclude with one story we've said a few years ago, but I think it's very apropos for tonight's shiur. We certainly spoke about the kategor becoming the sanegor with just one improvement. The Rambam said, mitzvah achas, kol ish Yisrael. Could you imagine if we just have that one improvement, that one change, that one mitzvah, that one thing that could tilt us and the entire world, atem nisavim ayayim kuchem on Rosh Hashanah, lekaf suchus. How extraordinary would that be? That one mitzvah we said would not only impact us, but it would impact the entire world to see we are mamleches kayanim v'goy kadosh. And so in keeping with that theme about doing that just one, many years ago, the Heilige Munkacher Rebbe is a Zechuso Yagon Aleinu. The Munkacher Rebbe, the Minchas Elazar, was a Baal Tekeya. And every day during the month of Elul, as a Baal Tekeya, he would practice blowing the shofar. And his grandchildren would love to come and listen to their Zaydi, the Munkacher Rebbe, blow the shofar each and every day. In particular, a little six-year-old grandson. And on Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Munkacher Rebbe didn't blow the shofar because we have the minhag, we don't blow the shofar Erev Rosh Hashanah because we want to confuse the Sotah from all other days in Rosh Hashanah. We don't blow it Erev Rosh Hashanah, and he didn't. But the six-year-old grandson who loved listening to the Zayda blow shofar started to beg and beg, Zayda, please, please. And he said, I can't, I don't, it's a minhag, we don't blow Erev Rosh Hashanah. And the six-year-old grandson started to cry and cry and cry. And what could the Munkacher Rebbe do? We don't blow shofar Erev Rosh Hashanah. Till finally the six-year-old Einikel cried out, Zayda, Zayda, blows ain't tekiya. Blows ain't tekiya. Blow one tekiya. One tekiya. And the tears of the six-year-old Einikel were so powerful and so affected the Munkacher Rebbe that he picked up the shofar and he blew one tekiya. The next day was Rosh Hashanah. It was time for Tekiyah Shofar. And as I heard the Maisa, before Tekiyah Shofar, the Munkacher Rebbe turned and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, yesterday I couldn't bear the tears and the pain and the angst of my six-year-old Einikel. And when he called out to me, Bluz ain't Tekiyah, the tears were too much for me to handle. I picked up the Shofar and I blew one Tekiyah. Ribbono Shel Olam, we are your children. We are crying. We are shedding tears. We are in pain. Avinu al harachamon, bluz ain't tekiya. Bluz ain't tekiya. Please, please, blow one tekiya. Let us taka bizoiche in the merit of that mitzvah achas, in the merit of Yosef, in the merit of doing something to transform ourselves and the entire world, lekav schus. We are in pain. We are crying. Let us beg the Ribbono Shel Olam, like the Einikel who cried out, Bluz ein tekiya, and the Munkacher Rebbe couldn't bear the tears. He blew the one tekiya. Let's beg our Father. Let's beg the Ribbono Shel Olam, Avinu av harachamon. We're in pain. We are crying. Bluz ein tekiya, blow one final tekiya, the tekiya of Gedayla, of Tika b'shofar gadol l'cheiruseinu. I wish everyone a ksiva v'chasima taiva, a gebenchte gezunta yor, yemalei Hashem kol mashal slipchem l'taiva, and that all of our tefillos be answered, berachamim uberatzayim.